Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Friday night. And tonight, Miss Kim Weston and her peers are paying tribute to Northern Soul and Phil Dix. And tonight, she is live at Detroit, the Northern Soul Detroit's a go-go at the St. Regis Hotel. And they're going to be featured from October the 28th, 30th. And tonight is Miss Kim's performance. And some of the people that she may be performing with tonight will be Spider Turner, Pat Lewis, Carol Crawford, and William Hatchard, the originals, and others. And while we're waiting for Miss Kim, because she is at the hotel now, I'm going to play another song for us while we're waiting.
Just a simple movie matinee.
Yeah, baby.
Or sitting across from you at a cafe.
Hey, hey, oh, it's such a special, special treat.
Each moment breathlessly to me.
That's the way it is when we're together. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Even when we down by the countryside and back home, it seems to make up for the time we spend alone.
Okay. All right. Well, we're still waiting for Miss Kim. She's running late. So let me grab another one of their songs. Let's see.
By day, the work gets done. Day by day.
I'm sorry, y'all. Peter, we're having problems getting Miss Kim in. Okay, let me play another song while we're waiting. While we're waiting for her, I think she's being bombarded with people at this moment. Everyone's trying to talk to her at the same time. Oh. Because as I said, she's already there. Okay.
Tell a little lie. Oh, dancing Lord, when
Well, good evening, Miss Kim. Miss Kim? Okay, can I be heard? Come on, let me. Area code 732?
Yes, I hear you, Antoinette.
Okay, Miss Kim's line is open. Huh.
Was that her just singing the song?
Well, that was her song, but no, that wasn't her singing live. Not yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let me put something else on. This is her on the other line, so just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, okay, just a moment.
To be invisible will be my claim to fame. A girl with no name, that way I won't have to feel the pain. Indispensable, just a plain old human being. Today don't mean a thing in a world that's so mean. A world that seems not for me. I won't have to explain a thing, if you know what I mean. I won't even have to be here on the scene. It's so ridiculous, but the strife and the bliss go right on through me to have missed all the things that hurt. Life's so preciously, just don't seem to be as free as they claim freedom to be.
Freedom.
Things are going fast, to have found it all in the past, to have to take what you can get. A little fame, fortune, and wealth. It's so ridiculous, but the strife and the bliss will go right on through me to have missed. All the world seems not for me, so privately I'll be invisible. That way I won't have to explain a thing, if you know what I mean. Gonna have to be here on the scene. So ridiculous, the strife and the bliss go right on through me to have been all the things that hurt your soul. No one would ever know. No, 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 they never know. Life's so preciously, you just don't seem to me. They claim freedom to be. Oh, things are going fast. You have found it all in the past. To have to take what you can get. Sure can make a heart upset. So I'll be invisible.
Okay, thank you for your patience, everyone. Miss Kim?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, nope. We can hear you.
Oh, the sale. Okay. All right. Hey.
Yeah,
hi, family.
You.
Huh? What did you say? Did you say, where am I?
where are you? You want to tell everyone where you are and what's going on?
Yes, I'm in Detroit, and I'm at the St. Regis Hotel, and I'm putting on my makeup now to give it. I go on the stage, and I'm supposed to go on in 10 minutes, but I'm not going to be ready. I might be back 10 minutes late, but I'm Misty Love is putting my makeup on me now. Say hello to the family.
Hello.
Misty Love is the founder of she's the founder of the Detroit Black Music Awards.
Oh.
And she said this was the best year out of how many years?
14.
Out of 14 years.
Oh,
it's wow. It's a more Detroit talent you all are going to be hearing about.
Yes. So, can you tell us some of the people that are there?
I have no idea.
Spider Turner.
Well, I did see Spider Turner. Has a voice. I didn't see that.
Carolyn Crawford.
But Spider Turner, Pat Lewis, and Carolyn Crawford, and Will Hatcher are the artists. And yours truly are the artists that are
yes.
For opening night.
And we're looking forward to hearing y'all. And hearing
and,
everything that's going on. And
yeah,
the Northern Soul is the Detroit, but y'all also have people that are there from England as well, correct?
Well, that's the Northern Soul. You have Northern Soul here, but Northern Soul originated in Great Britain. And,
yeah.
I was unfortunate that I was the first Motown artist to go to Great Britain as a guinea pig. But, anyway, I was the
and
first
you're the
artist to go. Well, let me, can I tell my story, Anthony, please?
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't go there as the queen. I went there as a guinea pig. When
yes.
I left as the first queen of Northern Joe. But what happened is that I was sent over there to be on a tour by an American who had moved to England. His name was P.J. Proby.
Wow.
And so P.J. Proby, and, well, I wasn't happy with what I heard. But anyway, God heard me, and he canceled that tour. But the manager of P.J. Proby and the manager of Jerry and the Pacemakers. That was the tour that I was going to. Was also the manager of the Beatles. So I had an opportunity to be in the presence of the Beatles, even though I didn't get to speak to them. They asked the Beatles to, they asked Paul to introduce me on the first TV show there, so-called. Ready, steady, go. For some reason,
yeah,
Paul refused, but old John stepped right on up. I didn't get a chance to meet him, but I sure appreciate him too. That you can just imagine. Well, I'm getting ready
and
to go down.
The Beach Boys, right? The Beach Boys.
No,
I
darling, the Beatles.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, Miss Kim.
And I just want to let the family know that I'm tied up in the knot, but I'm getting ready to explode in a minute. But if they're in this case, in just a minute.
Oh.
So now, you know what? Guess who else is here with me? Keena is here. Say hello to Keena.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hello, we're good. I do have one person's line open. This is Star.
Yes. Okay.
How
yes.
are you? Can't wait to hear what I'm going to hear.
Okay. It's nice to talk to you guys.
Yes. Have a great show. I'm
yeah. Here. Denise, we're having a round of it. I want Denise to talk. Come back here. I want Denise to talk.
Hello, are you there?
Who is it?
Yes, we're here.
radio show.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm
Denise. And I have known Kim for...
Tell
about what?
Northern Soul.
I own a record store in the Detroit area for about 36 years. And I've got to know Kim years back. And we introduced her to her high school teacher again, Mr. Shirley, George Shirley.
Oh, okay.
And he taught her in school. We took her out to lunch. We actually went to her church in the morning. We went out to lunch, and then I had a surprise for her. We took her to go see Mr. Shirley. And they sang together at his house, and they played piano. And it was amazing. I have videos of it still.
Yes, the highlight of her life, because she loved Mr. Shirley.
Oh my gosh, it was just amazing hearing the stories. It was amazing.
How you found out about it?
Oh, because we were down. So how I found out that she knew Mr. Shirley was that we were down at the African American Museum in Detroit, and he and Kim was going to be doing a radio show. We met her up there, and there was a portrait of him on the wall. And she goes, "This is the man that I want to see again." She goes, "I want to see him again." She goes, "I really would like to see him again." And at that point, I thought, "I'm going to find him." And I have videos of it. We were walking up to his house in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And it was like amazing because she was like, oh my gosh. And he made her the best cup of tea she ever had in her entire life, right? Right, Kim?
And
he played piano and he sang. And it was amazing. It was amazing. Northern Soul. Oh my God! If you're in Detroit, Northern Soul is the place to be, right? That's the birthplace of Northern Soul. Even though other people claim that it's the birthplace.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, I'm not in Detroit. I'm in Delaware, so I'm far away. But I know Miss Kim has been looking forward to this and the performing and getting back with
everyone.
She's
kind of wrapping up because she's going to record me on the show. I'm wrapping up. You want to hold it? I'm on the radio right now, and I want the radio.
Hello?
I want my family, my Dry Bones family, to hear the show.
Okay. We can do this.
Well, that was
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. We're getting a special insight of what goes on behind the stage and everything.
Yeah,
right.
Wow.
She's getting ready now.
As Miss Kim, are you nervous?
She's getting ready right at the moment. My name is Tina, and I'm one of her assistants. And she's actually, you know what? Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, she's getting ready right now. So I believe so. Yeah, you know, one time is just almost the same as the first time. And so, yeah. And I know, and at the same time, she gets pretty excited. She gets pretty excited.
Yeah.
She was like the mixed feeling of nervous, excited, and everything all rolled together.
Yeah. Boy. Okay, I'm excited for it. I'm not even there.
No. Oh, yeah.
Tell somebody to call in.
So she wants it. Is there anyone calling in? She wants the listeners to call in.
Yeah, it's someone that's on the line now. And everyone, if you
it's
have a question or comment that you want to say, ask, please call in, press the number 1. And Sister Ishkar, you're on the line if you have a question or a comment.
I know one thing, my anticipation. I can't wait. Wow.
Yes, I can't either. And I said, we get an insight of what goes on behind the scenes before they come out.
Mm-hmm. What songs are going to
perform?
Mm-hmm. What songs are they going to sing?
You know what? I'm not sure. It's a surprise.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be something nice and exciting, and she's going to do a wonderful, wonderful job, as she always does. So it's going to be nice and exciting.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm singing the songs that are the favorites.
She's singing her favorites. She said she's
no,
singing her
no,
favorites.
That's not what I said.
The favorites.
That's not. I said the favorites of the people from Northern Soul.
Oh, okay.
I'm singing some of the favorites of Northern Soul. And one of is a song called I'm Still Loving You.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing Helpless and Take Me in Your Arms. I shouldn't have told you all of them.
Yeah, I like Helpless.
I'm putting on my shoes, young. If we all
okay,
get
okay, you wearing heels, Miss Kim? Are you going to be dancing across the stage?
That's a surprise.
That's a surprise. I know.
Well,
you have
all
to get pictures so that we can put them up.
Well, no, it'll be on YouTube. It'll be on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I'm already late. Wait.
And look, I already can see Miss Kim's going to be dancing. Across the floor in these high heels.
Don't you cry for the last time. I can't be like that. Baby, it's going to fall off my head. I'm talking about my wig. But I'm telling them.
Wow.
Make the pull of my... No, that can't be done. No.
But that was something that Miss Kim has said that...
Somebody
had
your
hand
to the pole because I'm trying to get ready. Okay.
Miss Kim has said that with Motown that they had to wear wigs. That was one of the requirements that all the women had to wear wigs.
No, that's not what I said. I said that's what they did.
Okay, well,
but
I got it wrong.
That was not a requirement.
Yeah.
But everybody
okay,
else
well, I misunderstood.
Yeah.
I misunderstood, Miss Kim.
Well, that's your one. When you get this old, you know what's going on.
Miss Kim, are you wearing sequins?
Yes, ma'am. Black and silver sequins.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The beautiful dress that missed you, your mother.
Yes. So when she comes out, she can have some flat shoes.
No, I don't know.
Huh?
But your ladies
the
are taking, the ladies
yeah.
are taking very good care of me. Even though they're telling me I'm late.
Yeah, I'm just sitting on there. What is this thing?
Even though they're younger than me, they can't see me either. They are trying. I got two people trying to snap the thing on my arm.
She got three.
Well, no, you're just trying to get me out of here.
That's right.
They just called for me.
Yep, you're calling time now.
On the hotel phone. I'm on the phone. I mean, I'm on the radio. You see how they be doing?
Okay.
We don't got no lips. We don't get no lipstick. Oh, we have thank you for the Lord for his blood and his mercy and grace for us. I get thank you for all of you. For what's important to me so far. I'm on my way, y'all. I still ain't got no lipstick on.
Don't
Okay. Forget that lipstick.
I look pretty and flow, girl.
I'm sure you look gorgeous.
I'm cute tonight. Okay. Oh, well. That's all they can do. I ain't got no more to give back there. I'm out of here.
Okay, ready?
Come on,
take me in.
I'm on my way.
You have to bring me the scarf
that I had on. Or my jacket.
They're ready.
Yeah, I left my scarf on.
You okay?
Coming down to the form.
The lady's taking the video.
Brother Carmen, your line is open.
The promoter's coming down. The promoter's coming down the hall. Am I 20 minutes late? They say I'm 20 minutes late. What time is it?
Oh, it's 9:07.
How am I 20 minutes late? It's 9:07. 9:07. Okay.
Gotcha.
Did you see that? Go see that.
Yeah, I see it.
You saw it.
I love this, but I
don't
always like it.
Oh, Antoinette, we on the radio.
Yeah, come on.
Antoinette.
I'm going straight to the stage.
Y'all just pushing me around. Like I ain't no star. Well, we're on the radio.
Very good.
And this is Antoinette. And,
Hello, Phil. How are you?
I'm okay. I'd be happier if Kim had been on stage on time.
7 minutes late, y'all.
Okay.
I got it, but I ain't got it. I'm not holding it, but...
To hear everything that goes on backstage, and then later we'll get to see it on YouTube, but nobody will know what we heard backstage.
She's gone.
Brother Palmer, your line is open.
I know, but she can't hear me, so we just listen.
Okay. It was nice of Miss Kim to include us in this.
Oh yeah, I'm grateful. I know we're making our legacy.
Hey Phil.
I want to do I'm Still Loving You first. I want to do I'm Still Loving You first.
Hear the music too.
Yeah.
Good evening, Ishtar.
Good evening,
Tommy.
That's all right.
Years since I've been here in Detroit. 3 long years. We've had Russia, trying to start a world war. We've had COVID. We've had all kinds of crap going on. But we're still here. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Detroit and Global 2022. And before I introduce you to our first act, a very illustrious first act, a diva and a superstar of the high stone, I've just got to say a few words about the people that we've lost along the way. We lost some very dear friends. I couldn't let this show start without paying homage to them and mentioning them. From the band behind us, TFO, who have been an integral part of this show every single year, we lost a couple of really good people. We lost Mickey Atkins, wonderful, wonderful player. We lost Michael Lagoon Roadblock. Very, very sorely missed. We lost a couple of our go-go attendees, a couple of wonderful ladies. We lost Sharon Rubick. She thought she was going to be here. We lost Maya Pollitt, who would have been DJing this very, very night. Shortly after the go-go in 2021 in the UK, we lost Carmela Popper, the lead singer of the Dynamics. Let's remember all these guys, and the best way to give my tribute to all of them is to have a bloody good time! We're going to rock this place, we're going to burn the roof down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Detroit to Go-Go, and it's my very great pleasure to introduce you to our first act, the legendary Motown songstress, the world. The only, the incomparable, the inimitable, Miss Kim Webster!
Thank you. There's a lot of you. There's a lot of you, you know. So anyway, for those of you that will,
I'm down.
when I go home. I'm trying to listen to that to be the woman.
The bad days run up on I'm still loving you. Doubtless and taking in the arm. That's the final look. Next time you listen to me, you listen to the one that came that goes way up. That was a long time. I thank you, baby. But if you are a father, you will be really bad. Stay out of the way.
Thank you. I don't know. serve this apple pleasure.
You know what? Or I you know, a friend of ours has been very sick, and say hello to him. I'm going to sit down the podium.
Thank you.
I'm
the show just goes on, and the entertainment just keeps on building. So we've had two amazing female vocals so far, and now we're going to have a third one. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you, ready or not, here comes Caroline Corbin!
I'm not going to be able to do that.
and I called out to him. And he said, "Talk about yourself." And that is the way you get put up. Talk to Jesus. And he's talking about talking about you. That's what we're talking about. Talk about the tears of the cloud. And he's talking about the same. So here's a cloud that we have in the ship. And you were so in love with your sister. And but she was in love with another son. So the whole story together, I would call up to this and say, "Hey, well, we took a minute to say it." But he said, "He went to a bed for me to show reason because he was in love with this woman and she was in love with him." And you go on to say, at some point, I'm going to ask you, anyway,
it looked like they dropped. I guess they'll call back in. I heard them say something about their phone. I'm going to play Snipe Spider Taylor. He's one of the singers that's going to be on also. But y'all should enjoy this.
Okay. I should just go ahead and take my shoes off, huh? Take my shirt off. Take my pants off. Just get all the way cool, okay? This next song. Well, let me just start it out. I know y'all, some of y'all. Yeah, some of y'all in here are as old as I am, okay? So I know you're going to remember this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This song was a big hit for me back in 1967. It went something like this.
Thank you.
Andantes, Jackie Hicks, Marlene Barrows, and Levain Dimps, we sing a lot of background vocals for Motown artists. Some of them were Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. I've Passed This Way Before. David Ruffin. My Whole World Ended? Okay. Along with others.
Stevie Wonder?
Yes to You, Yes to Me. For Once in My Life.
Shorty Long, Function at the Junction, and Marvin Gaye. Speaking of Marvin, Marvin wrote our first two hits. We'd like to do one of them for you tonight. It's a song that was written especially for us and made ever so popular by you. And we want to thank you for it. Thank you, Pittsburgh. You've been wonderful. How much I love you, baby. How much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby, you just don't know.
Baby, 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 you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I want to talk to you just a little more.
I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
Okay, y'all. Well, we're waiting for Miss Kim to come back. They were having a problem there. So, when it's a live performance, I guess anything can happen.
Yeah.
As we see. But I'm trying to get more audio for the audience that's there.
Antoinette, do you have anything that you can play by the Whispers or Whitney Houston?
Yes.
If you would. Oh, okay.
Okay, give me a second and let me find it.
Okay.
So we don't have dead air, please.
What?
Okay, you know, while I'm looking for it, let me play this one, okay? This isn't
okay.
The whisper stuff.
All right.
Okay. I will wait.
Yeah.
Okay. I should just go ahead and take my shoes off, huh? Take my shirt off. Take my pants off. Just get all the way cool, okay? This next song. Well, let me just start it out. I know y'all, some of y'all. Yeah, some of y'all in here are as old as I am, okay? So I know you're gonna remember this.
1, 2, 3.
This song was a big hit for me back in 1967. It went something like this.
Yeah, Miss Spinback.
Huh? Yeah. You want a signed photo?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just asking for a $20 donation.
It's on the cover. Got a man in here.
Listen, $10 less, sir. I'm going to
pay it. They didn't pay it.
It's no problem, but I'll pay it.
Oh,
This gentleman has been waiting.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm sorry. Just ask for donations.
Everybody's talking to me. Okay.
I want
to eat
these mashed
potatoes. Oh, Miss
Kim eating.
Miss Kim.
Oh.
I hit
your mic at home, baby.
Oh.
All right. I'm ready to go to bed.
It's
like
2:58
now.
Miss Kim.
You're going to give it to me.
And
I'm going to bed.
Brother
Kwame,
call
Miss
Kim.
Dave.
Your voice is...
Dave.
Hey, Dave, what is
Miss Kim. I'm Dave. I believe you know some friends of mine. Paul McCartney, George Harrison,
Miss Kim.
Kim. I think the front's your old man. Did you ever get to the pool?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Think she got all that noise. She probably
She's
can't hear.
She's talking to her friend from London.
No,
oh,
David.
Yeah,
no,
no.
David.
I'm just a little bit younger. I just missed out on the Beatles.
Yeah.
They live right by me. Well, I live right by where they live.
Miss Kim.
Miss Kim.
I have to
Miss
say,
Kim.
Everybody loves the duets with you and Mark and the blues over there with Tommy and Wells and Dana.
Yeah.
But heaven must have sent you, I know, by you and Mark. Troublemaker, all time favorite of his. Maybe duets. And your stuff, your stuff on Motown. A thrill of moments. Man, I wish you'd have sung that tonight. There's so many fantastic songs you did. I love you so much. And so great to see you.
The last
time
I was with Liverpool and me.
I did see a couple of the Dave guest shows. I must have missed the ones that you were on.
Yeah?
Yeah, Denise Williams on my ice on it.
You were telling me about the coat. What's up? Your pink coat. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can do something. I have connections, so let's hold on. I told her that you need to get a notarized statement saying that you wore the coat and get it out of
picture.
Huh?
I got a picture.
But you want to write it out like your hand, like a note? Get a notarized.
Right.
Well, what's the matter?
No matter.
Miss Kim,
give me one of these.
Miss Kim?
Nope.
I'll do another one.
How about for a man and a man?
Miss Kim.
Dan and Dan.
Miss Kim?
Will you be down here tomorrow?
I'm playing with you all. Took account with this guy.
What's that thing?
I can't remember that.
I remember the man with you.
Oh, down south. Nate McCaffrey.
You know what I'm talking about.
I tried calling her internet and she won't answer on that on her phone.
I'm trying to Miss Kim.
I didn't try it.
Miss Kim.
I'm trying to
get it. Wait. Miss Kim. So I gave you the dinner.
Miss Kim.
She's having a good time.
Yeah, she probably got a phone in her pocket.
She wanted me to interview somebody she wanted me to talk to. And she was putting on air with us. And people got a hold of her.
Yeah, she had too much excitement right now.
Yeah, people got a hold of her and she got to get her. Hello? Yeah, no, she's still here. No, okay, no, it dropped. It said it dropped. No, she's still here. I don't know. It says still on here. Because she called my phone and I just merged her in. So she said it was somebody she wanted me to talk to. Maybe she muted it or something. I don't know. But it sounds like she was having a good time. Pardon me?
Yeah. I said I was trying to call her on her phone. Which number would she call you? I know she got two phones. She got 704. And
yeah, don't say a number. We're still on the air.
Are you still on the air?
Yeah, we're still on the air.
Yeah, okay. But I was just trying to see the extent. It's 313-704 or 313-585.
It's 704.
I'll try calling her again and see if she answers.
Yeah. As I said, because she had just called me. You know, she had called me and I put her in. So I don't. Still on here. As I said, she must have muted us or something.
No, she not answering.
And she's still on here. So I don't want to hang her up because she said there was somebody that she wanted me to talk to. And then somebody grabbed her.
Yeah.
They wanted autographs. Right. I heard them say something about an autograph and then food. And then I think Phil is talking to her, and I don't know who's talking to her now.
Yeah. Well, she, you know, everybody's grabbing that moment because Miss Kim is famous, like the guy saying, from Liverpool. And when she was singing over there and what, you know, her and Marvin Gaye's duets are still famous over there.
Wow. Yeah. Yep, all of our music is, you know, when they love, you know, they love the artists over there.
Yeah. And that's where she got, she got more recognition over there than she did back home after, you know,
yeah.
everything faded. So she's still popular over there. The old people,
yeah.
the older people. Yeah.
I remember she has a title over there. She's the Queen of Soul.
International. Yeah.
Yeah.
Queen of something. International Queen of Soul or something.
Yeah. Northern Soul.
Right. Northern Soul.
Yeah.
So you think she's going to come back and remember we're on the phone, Anthony?
Probably when everybody gets done with it.
Oh,
I heard her say
driving.
She was tired. She wanted to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because I know she was in them hills dancing across the floor. And she was up most of the day. I don't know, but it was nice of her to do it. And it's a shame that we didn't get to hear the rest of the artists.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like it's still going on.
Well, I'm going to call it a night.
Yeah.
We heard her. You know, she mentioned, you know, that they were, she was on doing live Dry Bones when she went out on
yes,
stage.
Yes, I heard her. Yes.
Yep. So
that was really nice of her.
Yep. I wonder if she could have took the phone out while she didn't have no place to put it.
Mm-mm. I think she probably had somebody holding it for her.
Yeah.
Well, she was performing. It's a shame it just wasn't clear. But that's why I said, you know, when it goes to YouTube, it'll be clear. The only thing is, you know, we'll have everything that went on in the back.
Right. So,
what is it?
I'm sorry.
What is it going to be under on YouTube?
I don't know. When I find out, I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well,
I'm going to call it a night. Isaac,
yeah,
location,
me.
Youth. Take
yeah,
care now.
You too. Have a good night, Ishtar.
You too.
Yes, have a good night. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
All right, Sister Antoinette, rest your voice.
I will. I got to play something for Eddie. Let me give him his. Let me give Eddie his music.
Is he on?
I'm sure he's here somewhere.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna call it a night. I'll holler at you tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to see
all
if
right,
I can get.
Night.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I had myself on mute. Okay, well, I don't think that we're going to get Miss Kim back. Song out. And thank y'all for being with us. And have a good evening. Oh, forgive me. Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Velios at 10 a.m. on Sunday. And don't forget the drumming at 3 p.m. on Sunday. We're drumming for Divine Intervention. So we really need God to intervene on the things that are going on in this earth. And we're drumming to that. So Brother Ray says to pray in any way that you pray and pray to. But we're drumming for Divine Intervention. Okay.
Hear me now, won't you hear me now? Won't you hear me now? Yeah.